So, Maria, did you enjoy your butter biscuit?
Yes.
You did. Okay, you're still half digesting that. Welcome to the People Will Talk podcast. Joining us in studio today is, first of all, the wonderful co-host, Maria.
Hello.
And our special guest today, Abel Uncara. How are you?
Hello. Good. Fine. Thank you. And you?
Very good. Thank you, Abel. And we really appreciate you joining us today. We know you're a very busy man, and we look forward to hearing what you have to say today. So just to give our listeners an insight into what you do, you live in Extremadura in Spain, and you are a very successful dog trainer. Isn't that correct?
That's what they tell about me.
And we have to say congratulations. 2 weeks ago, your dog became the champion of Spain. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And with your job, you travel to many countries. What countries have you traveled to with your job?
United States. I went to Kansas, California. Now, in next month, in the middle of June, I go again for California. I went to Germany, Switzerland, Denmark, French, and Mexico, Argentina, so much place. That's great. What I remember now.
Exciting. Like 007, like James Bond, traveling. I tengo mucho envidia. I'm very jealous of your trips.
Yeah, but it's for working, you know. It's for working. It's not for tourism. It's for working.
And how did you start training dogs?
Oh,
what was the reason?
The reason is when I was a child, when I had 7, 8 years old, you know, all the children wants a bicycle, a video game, something like this. And when I was a child, I just want a dog. And when I had 13 years old, I take my first German Shepherd, and I want to train with my dog, I start with my dog, and in this moment I start knowing much more about dogs and learning about systems in books and in a club here near of me. Of training dogs, and with this form, I start with the dogs training with them. But I loved dogs when I was a child.
That's nice. Do you have a favorite? Is German Shepherd your favorite dog, or?
Yeah, that's my favorite dog. It's because it's not the number one in all the things, but he's the number two in all the things. So what I want to mean, it's the only dog that have all the things that you can looking for in a dog, and he has so much stamina, he have so much speed, he have good nerves, have all the things, and for me it's the best dog because it's not the first in stamina, it's not the first in speed, it's not the first in control, it's not the first in good nerves, but he's the second And with this, we can see that the German Shepherd nowadays it's the best dog in the world.
Interesting philosophy.
Yes, speaking of types of dogs, so you say the German Shepherd is number two in everything. In your experience, what are the easiest types of dogs to work with and also the most difficult?
The easiest is the German Shepherd. Most difficult, this depends about race of the dog, Rafa?
The breed.
Yeah. Breed.
Mm-hmm. The breed of the dog. This not depends about the breed. It depends of the individual. The individual.
The particular dog, no?
The particular dog. The particular dog. It's not about the breed. So in my experience, the dog that I had so much problems with the breeding dogs that I have, it's maybe Malinois and the Border Collie.
And speaking of the types of dogs, we also have types of people. So do you think you have to have a certain personality to train a dog?
Mm-hmm. Of course. So it's obviously a dog. Dog can bite. So the mean of the bite is that the dog can hurt someone. What I want to mean with this, you have to be stronger in your mentality. You have to be. You need to have a good nerves. You need to don't show all your emotions. You have to show for the dog that you are a really sure person. So if we take someone that he is so much lovely with the dogs, it's not okay. Because when you have strong dogs, they need a strong person for making the control for them, you know?
And speaking of people, because you travel a lot, so I guess you have a portfil, no? You have a profile in different countries.
Yeah.
And a very famous trainer is Cesar Millan. In America. Are you surprised he was able to become very famous?
No, for me it's a type of working with the dog. Cesar Millan, I don't know him, but I think that he is a good dog trainer. I don't know him how he works with the dogs, but it's famous because he have a really good strategy of merchandising, marketing, and this is all for me. I know really good dog trainers in United States, but I don't know about Cesar Millan. I know that he's famous, but it's because for me it's because of the TV. Now it's good marketing. If we work all in this way, obviously we will have so much people that they are really famous in this, you know.
That's very interesting, because in the end everything is about marketing.
And you have to understand one thing, it's really important. Our types of dogs, they are bred for make their in the future stronger. So our puppies and the mothers and the fathers, they pass so much exams of protection work, of obedience work, of tracking work. And with this, we make really strong dogs. Our type of dogs, the name of this is working dogs. Okay, the working dogs, it's not It's not good dogs for the people. It's just good dogs for the dog trainers. What I want to mean with leash, for me, this is really easy because we work in other level, in the maximum level with our dogs. Working with the dogs, like, for example, you told about Cesar Millan, it's really easy for us because we work in other level. We have the strongest dogs, and I am not speaking about the force of the dog. I am speaking about a mental, really mental strong dogs that if the dog wants to kill you, hey, he's going to kill you. Because they are breeding for this, for the police dogs, for the military dogs, for all the things, you know? It's really different. So we make in the breeding a machine of the war, you know? And when I worked with the dogs of the people, particular people, it's so easy dogs, you know? They don't have the same force, they don't have the same mentally, they don't have like our dogs. So that's what I want to mean. It's if you see, for example, in the TV, a dog doing making sits or down, push down, or something like this, something exercise. For us, it's like stupid things, okay? Mm-hmm. It's really, really easy because when we want to work with dogs that they have so much mentality force, it's really difficult to make anything, because we have to go in this way, and the dogs tell you, no, I go in my way. So this makes problems, okay? When you have problems with a strong dog, with a strong mentality, it's not like the other dogs of the particular people, you know?
That's very interesting. I guess it's an important distinction because we don't realize it's two different types of dogs. No?
Yeah. So much times I tell for the people, our dogs, it's like a Ferrari, you know? and the dogs of the particular people, it's like, I don't know, Renault, you know? It's very, very different.
It's a different world, yes. But that leads me to another question we wanted to ask you, because obviously there are these competition dogs. They are just, you know, pets at home. But dogs, because of their qualities, they are also used for therapeutic purposes. So, for example, at hospitals or to help people with mental problems or trauma. So have you ever been involved in any of these projects or?
I was the first dog trainer in all Extremadura, in all region, working with therapeutic dogs in a school, Arroyo Arnina, with two German Shepherds of working dog line. Wow. And I work with children with syndrome Down. Down syndrome.
Yeah, with Down syndrome. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and autism, and mm-hmm. all the things. Yeah, but so I have experience in this way, and it's really wonderful work. It's a really wonderful experience because. What we want to find in the dogs, in these children's, it's to create in his mind that he can do all the things, okay? And he can do all the things, and they are like the other children's, and they feel really, really good, because when you make, for example, some exercise, Sometimes I did it. For example, el pañuelo. I don't know how do you say in English. El juego del pañuelo. Play a game of.
Like a neckerchief, like a, it's like a napkin, yeah, a pañuelo or a tissue or something, yes.
Yeah,
you so pull the, it, yeah.
Yeah, I take it, and the children with autism syndrome around, they take the dog and they run and they go, two children, they don't have syndrome of the Down, other, and the third have autism, for example, or syndrome of the Down, and they make a team, and they are so happy, and they want to win, and you make in this moment, they make there in a well, beautiful harmony with their other friends, and with the dogs, and this makes the dog, this makes the children's really happiness, and this for me is the best thing.
It's amazing the power animals and dogs have to make people feel happy, which leads me to another question, Abel. Do you think that dogs and humans have a special relationship in a way that humans don't have with other animals?
No. So, I think that the people, they are animals. So, what I want to mean, I worked with horses. I work with birds. I work now with my dogs, and between the human and the animals, we have. If we want to looking for inside of the dog, and make a connection with his mind, you can see that you can do it, and you don't need. Other type of communication, like hello, like speaking. So you can, if you observe the dog, with the time, obviously with the time and with the experience and learning about the dogs, you can know what the dog is thinking, and the dog can know what you are thinking. So we can make what I say for all the people, it's the sixth sense, okay? Sexto sentido. Mm-hmm. And you can feel the dogs. And this is amazing.
Do you think, like, then anybody can be, anybody can train a dog? Because, you know, some people, well, do you think most people know how to take care of dogs properly, or what are the biggest mistakes then? Is it to do with this connection?
No, it's not about the connection. The problem is you can take a dog that you want. You have to take the dog that you need. So the dog has to be in the same energy of you. For example, we put two examples, okay? We have first example, a human that he's not, for example, sportsman, and he have much activity, and he like to walk, and you can give to this human a border collie because he have in his breeding line so much energy. This is not a good combination, okay? So the problem is the people take the dog that they want, not the dog that they need. This is the first big problem, okay? Second, if you have a dog that he is so scared, okay? And because he in his breeding, he's a dog that he's not a dominant dog, okay? Or balanced dog, he have so much care because he be born with this condition. And you put this dog with someone that he is not sure of himself, and he don't show for the dog that he is sure, you have a big problem. Because the dog doesn't feel that he is in a team that in this team the human is not a leader. So you put the dog in much more scared situation. So this is not good combination. The most important thing is having a good combination between the owner and the dog. And we have to make an exam of the human, how he is or how she is, and the dog, that it's better for him or for her.
Finally, Abel, we know that you're going to a big competition very soon, and we know you're very busy and a very well-known dog trainer. So our final question before we finish is this. What are your plans for the rest of the year? More competitions? Are you traveling to more countries? What will you do?
Yeah. Now in June, I have to go to California. In July, I have to go to Switzerland for the World Championship. In October, I have to go for other World Championship in Denmark. I have my region championship in November. And now this is all with my female. That's my female, my dog. And I have a son of my female, and going for taking the second level of trained dog. And before of this, I want to go for the nationals championship with him. With the sun.
Best of luck. Mucha suerte. Best of luck in all your competitions. We both hope you do very well. And thank you so much, Abel, for speaking with us today. We both enjoyed the conversation so much.
Thank you so much. That was great. Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.